and a good chance to play a little Monday morning quarterback. To do that, we bring in on the K-Lines from CheeseheadTV.com, as we do every Monday at about 8:25. Brian Caravu with us. Brian, how's it going this morning?
Good morning. Much better after a Packers win.
Yeah, for a while there, it didn't really look like that would be the case. The main reason I wanted to talk Packers with you this morning, Brian, is because the announcers, Ron Pitts and Jim Morris, certainly did not talk about the Packers at all yesterday on Fox. It was Cam Newton this, Cam Newton that. Even there was a play, Brian, where they had a holding penalty in the red zone, backed him up 10 yards. They spun that into a good thing, saying Cam Newton had more room to work. But he did. He'd had a great game yesterday. Thoughts on Cam Newton? You got to see him kind of for the first time as a Packer fan.
Yeah, I was incredibly impressed with Cam Newton through the first quarter, even though the Packers' defense kind of looked out of sorts. I mean, Cam Newton was putting the ball exactly where it needed to be, where it should be. But, I mean, he did end up throwing three interceptions in the game. So, you know, he has 400 yards, but it was kind of an uneven performance when you look at all four quarters of the game.
Packers gave up a lot of yards, as you said. They made the turnovers when they needed to, but this is the second straight week that they've pretty much let a quarterback kind of carve them up a little bit at times. Are you worried about the Packers' defense at all, their secondary, even with kind of battling a few injuries now?
Yeah, there's reason for concern, to be sure. The Packers gave up a lot of yards, but what counts is what's on the scoreboard. The red zone defense, I believe the Panthers had six trips into the red zone, so inside the Packers' 20-yard line, and only came away with one touchdown yesterday. So that's really a big positive. It was kind of a bend-but-don't-break defense for the Packers. You know, they gave up a couple field goals here and there to a Lindomare, but they can handle that. So, you know, they kept the Panthers out of the end zone really when it counted. So, you know, the defense isn't quite, you know, maybe as doom and gloom as it might seem.
They were without Tremont Williams, and Nick Collins roughed up there a little bit. He got carried off on a stretcher. Concerns about Nick Collins, what's his status?
Yeah, Nick Collins spent last night in a Charlotte hospital, according to reports, but he also has movement in all extremities. So the reports are that everything's positive. He is feeling, he has movement. And it was just kind of typical protocol that he, you know, continued to stay in North Carolina while the team traveled back to Green Bay. From all indications, he'll be traveling back to Green Bay on his own today and will undergo further testing probably as the week goes along. His status for this upcoming week against the Chicago Bears, you'd have to think he would be doubtful for the game just based upon what happened. But, I mean, certainly there's a week to go to the game. We'll learn a lot more as the week goes on.
And we'll listen to updates from you with the Packers Minute every day here, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:55, 5:40 on K107.1. Brian Caravu at CheeseheadTV.com puts that together. But, yeah, the Panthers had their moments. They looked all right. The Packers, though, able to do something that they've been able to do all of 2011. You look at even talking about the preseason, as meaningful as those games are, from the preseason to this year already, two close games, and the playoffs at the beginning of 2011, the Packers are closing out football games. The touchdown to Jordy Nelson, the dagger, in my opinion, in this game. But you got to like that the Packers are able to, even if it's a game they kind of look like they're sleepwalking through a little bit, they can still deliver that dagger, as you say, when it counts. You got to like that about the Pack.
Yeah, it's tough to go on the road anywhere in the NFL, no matter if your opponent is the Carolina Panthers or the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, the Packers came away with a win. The offense was really balanced yesterday. Not only did Aaron Rodgers throw for over 300 yards, the running game looked pretty good as well. James Starks had over 9 yards a carry, including that one long one for over 40 yards. So the Packers offense is getting the job done.
The Packers now have to face another road contest. It's the Chicago Bears this Sunday, 3:15. Coverage at 1 here this Sunday on K107.1. The Bears humbled a little bit yesterday, got beat by the Saints. They're now 1-1 on the season. What do the Packers look to do heading into Chicago this weekend?
Yeah, the Bears are 1-1. The Vikings are 1-1. The Lions are 2-0 now, so that might be the matchup to watch later in the season. But you know, the Packers got to take care of business first. Big road game against the Bears this upcoming weekend, and this rivalry is intensified after last year, after facing them in the regular season finale that they had to win just to get into the playoffs last year, and then beating the Bears in Soldier Field with the NFC Championship game. So the Bears are going to be amped for this game no matter what.
Well, hopefully we can talk to you on Monday. I enjoy these Mondays. You know, it's tough getting up, obviously, on a Monday, but when we can talk a little Packers and especially a victory, makes it just a little bit better. Brian Caravu, CheeseheadTV.com, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you later in the week. We'll preview the Bears on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Brian Caravu, again, you can check out his work at CheeseheadTV.com.